Before you get on to the BEV, just to divert out a little bit on the Cape side of being, because I've been talking to your colleagues down the hall, Larry Norton and Cliff Huddis, about the scheduling of Cape side of being. And of course, they're looking this 1 week on, 1 week off, and it sounds pretty interesting. Is that something that you think might be relevant to colon cancer?
Actually, I think it's very interesting, and I believe that Roche is evaluating that question in a randomized study now of two different schedules
in
of K-box in colon.
Right.
So I think we'll have some information on that. It's certainly been my experience that the every other week schedule is more tolerated. Of course, at the same doses, that's a relative decrease in dose intensity because you're treating 50% of the time instead of 66% of the time. However, for some patients that have trouble with the hand-foot syndrome, that every other week schedule is quite applicable. The only data that we have now that justify the use of CAPOX in frontline colorectal cancer are these data. These data were done with the 14-day on, 7-day off, and starting dose of 1,000 milligram per meter squared twice daily. If we vary from that, then we need to emphasize that we're going outside of where we have the data to support us. We have to have a good reason for doing so.
Do you find the sort of hypothetical basis for doing this appealing, though?
It's interesting. I try not to be too seduced by appealing hypotheses until we have the data to evaluate them.